Hi there, I'm here with
Judith Klarman, and I'm the conductor of Essential Voices USA. And on Wednesday, April 8th at 7:30 at the Domena Center on West 37th Street in New York City, we're presenting a really exciting program and a unique program called Beyond Broadway, Composers Go Choral. Now, this is part of an ongoing Composer Speaks series where we present music. We might repeat the music, the composers will talk about the music, and we all have a good time together. And if time permits, the audience could even ask questions, and we have a reception afterwards.
That's so nice.
Do you... audience to meet all of the people involved.
Are you going to interview all these composers at all, like Stephen Schwartz is going to be there?
Well, they're not going to be interviewed. They're going to talk about music. And Midge Wolsey, who was a very fine announcer on WQXR Radio, and many people know her through her work on PBS, will be serve as moderator for the evening. We have to keep this rolling along because we have 9 compositions and we have 9 composers, and we don't want to be there all night.
Sure. What compositions are going to be played? Can you share any of the program?
Well, sure. It's a real combination, and a lot of the pieces were written for me. Mm-hmm. The first, which I'm most excited about personally, well, I shouldn't say that. I'm excited about everything. Mm-hmm. But Marvin Hamlisch was a dear friend of mine, and when I directed choral activities at the Juilliard School, he wrote a piece for the Juilliard Choral Union to celebrate the centennial of the school.
Mm-hmm.
This was 2006, and in 2009, we both sat down and edited this piece. So it's a world premiere of a new version of a piece.
Oh, how exciting.
That's very exciting. And it's something that no one will even believe Marvin wrote. It's very classical, and it was based on a poem. Well, the lyrics are by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it's a poem called Music. And this, he told me, was his favorite poem from his school days. So he set this for piano and chorus. The next are works that the chorus, Essential Voices USA, have premiered on recording. And some... on a series on National Public Radio. The first, Reason to be Thankful, by Larry Hockman and Sheldon Harnick. Then 3 movements from Sing Out, Mr. President. I Believe in Democracy by Andrew Lippert. That's words of Woodrow Wilson. Opinion is Power, words by Larry Hockman. Words by Thomas Jefferson, music by Larry Hockman. Excuse me, Thomas Jefferson. And With Hope and Virtue, music by Georgia Stitt.
Oh, fantastic.
And words by Barack Obama. And we are repeating a piece that I had conducted the premiere of, the soprano alto tenor bass version at Carnegie Hall, called Testimony by Stephen Schwartz. And in addition, there's 2 new arrangements written for the chorus and for the evening. Travel from Starting Here, Starting Now by David Shire and Richard Maltby. And Make Them Hear You from Ragtime. Stephen Flaherty did an arrangement. And last but not least, a wonderful piece by the great orchestrator arranger Jonathan Tunick, called The Cat. And a selection from an American cantata of Maury Yeston's.
Oh, it sounds like an amazing evening.
Oh, it's going to be so unique and fun. You know, these are really terrific composers, and people don't realize that a terrific composer could write in so many different genres. And I think this is probably the first time something like this is really taking place in the city.
That's great. Well, I can't wait to see it. It sounds like a great time, and it should be something people should get tickets. How can people get tickets to see this incredible event?
Go online, go to Essential Voices USA.
Okay.
And at the top of the page, there will be a column, just press tickets, and then you could get your tickets.
That sounds wonderful. And what's coming up next for you guys?
Well, we just recorded a Christmas album, so we have to finish putting that together. And then we wait a little while and we go into the fall, and we'll be performing with the New York Pops 4 times and doing some more Composer Speaks concerts, a little more classical next year.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Well, I can't wait to see this. It sounds like a great event. And thank you so much for doing this interview.
Thank you.
Okay.